Today is Yom HaZikaron, the memorial day for fallen members of Tzahal, as well as for all those who fell fighting for Medinat Yisrael, both before Hakamat HaMedina and also since then, as well as all those who have been murdered in terror attacks in Medinat Yisrael, and this learning is Lilui Nishmatam. One of the characteristics of Yom HaZikaron in Israel is, of course, the visits primarily to the military cemeteries, but also to the other cemeteries around the country where fighters for Medinat Yisrael are buried. And with that in mind, I want to spend a little bit of time today talking about halachot and minhagim to do with visiting the cemetery. And I'm drawing mainly from Sefer Gesha HaChayim, the first Chelek Perek Kaftet, where he discusses these halachot and minhagim. So his first point is, there are various times during the year when there is a minhag to visit the cemetery. This is on Tisha B'Av, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and on Erev Yom Kippur. There are two reasons for these visits, based on the Gemara in Masechet Tanit, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. One is that we should appreciate the end of human life and the fact that everybody ends up ultimately in the cemetery, and that should motivate us to live our lives in a better and more meaningful way. And also that we should hope that the people who are buried there, their souls in Gan Eden should notice us and intercede on our behalf in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The important thing is to remember that we're certainly not davening to the people who are buried there, even if they are great tzaddikim. That's Dorei Shel HaMeitim. We always daven only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most what we're doing is we're asking them to be Melitz Yosher, asking them to intercede with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're asking them to daven on our behalf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're also asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillot in the merit of the righteous people who are buried in the cemetery. There are also other times when we visit cemeteries, and that's more associated with the niftar rather than the particular date in the calendar. And those minhagim are to visit at the end of the Shiva, at the end of the Shloshim, and on the Yort site. Particularly in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to go straight from the Shiva on the seventh day to the cemetery, also to visit again on the Shloshim. I'm not sure that that's such a widespread custom in Chutz La'aretz, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael it is. There are times, however, when one shouldn't go and visit graves because of the Kedusha Hayom, or the nature of the day. That's on Shabbat and Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and also Purim, because these are days of happiness and rejoicing. There are different minhagim about visiting on Rosh Chodesh and on Chanukah. The minhag at the cemetery is that one says various mizmorim of Tehillim, and particularly one says from Perek Kuf Yud Tet, the sets of verses corresponding to the Hebrew letters of the name of the Niftar, as well as the letters corresponding to the word Neshama. The Poskim mention that it's appropriate when davening at a kever to place one's hand on the gravestone, but interestingly they mention that one should put one's left hand on the gravestone rather than one's right hand. It's also mentioned that one shouldn't go to the same grave twice on one day, and it's also brought down in Chidushei Rabbi Akiva Eger in Yoredes in Shin Ayin Vav, as well as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot to the Halachot of Chodesh Elul, that one of the things to say at a graveside is the paragraph, the Bracha Ava Rabbah, obviously not with Chatima, but right till the end, almost the end of the Bracha, Liached Chaba Ava, and this is supposed to be a segula against Shichcha, against being forgetful. One should also remember when one goes to visit a cemetery, there is a Bracha to be said when visiting a cemetery, the Bracha Vashay Yatzar Etchem. We've spoken about this, I think, on previous occasions, but this is to be said if one hasn't visited this cemetery within 30 days, then this bracha should be said. Ad kan, and may the souls of the fighters for Medinat Yisrael be Tzurot B'Tzror HaChayim.